You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. This is Dr. Marvin. I'm glad to be back. Thank you, Dr. Goddess, last week. Before Dr. Goddess came in last week, I did a live show for about 20 or so straight weeks, and it is exhausting to come in here every Saturday morning, but I do it because I'm so excited to talk about my favorite topic, and that's this type of dentistry. That's why we call this show Let's Talk Dentistry. So if this is the first time you're listening to this show, thank you for listening. If you've been back, or if you're coming back, thank you for coming back, and I want you to tell everyone you know about this show, because I really think it's the most interesting show on radio right now. Okay, I'm biased, but there's a lot of great information that we can get. Dr. Goddess last week did a great, great job introducing herself, because I know a lot of you listeners like to be seen by me, like to listen to me, but you have to know that there are other doctors in the office that are very, very good. And so I had to really get Dr. Goddess in here, get her behind the microphone, and so that you can really feel her passion as much as my passion that I have for when I do my show. So thank you, Dr. Goddess, and thank you, listeners, and hopefully you'll forgive me if you were expecting to hear Dr. Goddess. We'll get her back on the show very, very soon, very, very soon, because that's what we are at the Center for Natural Dentistry. We're a team. We work together as a team, and we have the ultimate goal. Our total focus is on making sure that our patients not only have the best experience, but also have the best dentistry possible. Dentistry that's not only good mechanically, but good biologically. And that's what the Center for Natural Dentistry is all about. I am Dr. Marvin. I am a passionate, natural, holistic, biological dentist that treats my patients like I would want to be treated. Now, I know a lot of stuff that other dentists don't know. And you're going to see, if you've been listening to me, you know that I am very practical. It makes sense when I talk. And if I don't know something, I tell you I don't know something. So I want a caller to call in right now. This is a live show, 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I want a new patient. I want someone that hasn't called before. I want somebody that is not a patient of mine already, though probably all my listeners are my patients. And I want you to ask me some questions about what you would ask on that first visit, because I'm starting to figure out that I am really good at troubleshooting problems in the mouth and ultimately in the body. And because of that, I feel like I can weed through all the mumbo jumbo and get down to the root cause of the problem. It's amazing when you go to someone that can really diagnose properly, not just cover up the symptoms, not just find a solution to cover up, you know, a small glitch, but actually get down to the root cause of the problem. And if you can do that without necessarily, you know, going through all the hassles of exams and stuff, I gotta tell you, the what goes on in my mind, I don't know how to explain it, but what goes on in my mind is really, really interesting, to say the least. So if you have a question, if you are a potential new patient, if you have this nagging question that you wanted to ask but you never asked, I want you to call right now, 866-K-PRAISE. We're live, 866-577-2473. My guy Ernest will take your call, and we'll talk about it on the air. We won't talk too much in detail, but we'll try to figure out your problem. And if we can't figure out your problem, we'll figure it in the office. 866-577-2473. We have a website. It's actually one of the most popular dental practice websites in the whole wide world. Let me tell you this. Last month, Jared, my partner, said that we hit over 20,000 people. Not page views, not hits, but people on our website per month. That's incredible because right now, or this day, I calculated it. I don't know if I did it right, but it's close to 600 to 700 people per day are going to our website. And the reason why they're going to our website is because our website has answers. It has answers to their most pressing questions. So much so that I get so many stories that are emailed to me through my website. I'm just going to read one right now. It's just incredible. Okay. It's here. I'm just going to read it. Medical mystery ended up being silent dental abscesses. I suffered severely for over 3 years from 2008 to 2010. Symptoms started with moderate to severe neck pain in September of 08. I'm an A type of personality, so I thought it may be stress. Went to the doctor. He prescribed steroids and muscle relaxers. This happens all the time. You've probably heard of this before. Steroids and muscle relaxers for tension. My life really started to slowly go downhill. Began getting neurological issues. Necks, arms, hands burning, spinal column, sending off shocks through my body and in my brain. Went to a neurologist, had 3 MRIs done, and the blood could not determine what it was, but the pain was so severe. Over a period of 4 months, I was in the ER 4 times. All 4 times they gave me steroids, and they didn't know what was going wrong. See, this is the medical establishment. If they don't know what to do, they'll just prescribe steroids. And if you don't know what steroids are, they basically just cover up the problem so that the symptoms feel better. It's exactly what I was talking about earlier. Mind you, I was in my dentist 4 times while I was sick, and he had no issues in his mouth. In other words, a dentist looked inside his mouth or her mouth and couldn't find anything. And this is what happens day in and day out. Dentists can't find anything because they're not looking in the right places because they're not taught. I was so sick, I mimicked symptoms of MS, or multiple sclerosis, and other severe neurological disorders. I underwent a spinal tap, and there was nothing wrong with the spinal fluid. So you got diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Well, guess what? Fibromyalgia is a name of certain symptoms. It's basically a catch-all that doctors use when they don't know what else to call it. Okay, they call it fibromyalgia. I could barely take care of myself and my nervous system was shut down. I managed to get my chiropractor, who lived in Arizona. She knew me and my body well, and she advised it could be coming from my teeth. And within 2 months after cleaning up my diet and eating only fruit, veggies, and proteins, 1 abscess appeared on the back left tooth. In other words, when she started detoxing herself, her body and her mouth started to detox. That's the abscess that's in her jaw that's finally getting through out into the world. It found an easy way through. It was a root canal treated teeth where they left a nerve and it formed an infection. So what does a dentist do? They want to retreat root canals. If you ever heard of root canals, there's something that they do. It's called retreating. So it's redoing a root canal. So it's basically not taking care of the problem. And that's what a lot of dentists do. Well, to make a long story short, she went to another doctor and went to another doctor. They found an infection. They took that out. And then they didn't look that on the other side of the mouth, there was other infection because it was near the root canals and they didn't take the right x-ray. And so one thing led to another. She started to feel better, but not completely better. And then all of a sudden, she had another tooth taken out, and it was like the largest infection that 2 dentists and 2 dental assistants and an oral surgeon has ever seen. I mean, it was incredible. And not only that, her neck pain immediately was gone after taking out the tooth. I got to tell you, stuff like this happens day in and day out in my practice, and I got to tell you, I just sit back and smile, okay? Because I didn't really do anything. All I did was allow the body to do what it wanted to do. I assisted or facilitated something that should have happened naturally, but because dentists are not looking at this, because doctors are completely oblivious of what's going on, I allowed the body to heal itself, and the body responds by saying thank you and by eliminating symptoms. Well, needless to say, she went on and a good dentist found out that she had joint problems or TMJ problems. And so she had a bite guard made And lo and behold, all the remainder of her neck and upper back pain went away. She finally got the last root canal taken out, and she says, "My life is slowly coming back." She met an infectious disease doctor. Now she's able to get back. She's healthy now. She said she went on a river cruise in Europe, and she's back to normal. And this is all from weird infections that other dentists were not able to find. Incredible. I mean, it goes on and on. And I just want to let you know that these are unsolicited. These are people that have to share their story just to let other people know about the dangers in her experiences. And I tell you, go to trynaturaldentistry.com. If you have a story, post it on there, email us, or tell us on the radio. We'll love to hear this, because this is real. This is real medicine. I went to a continuing education course yesterday, and they're talking about helping people and getting their oral health on track. Well, in my mind, these dentists could be getting people's overall health on track if they only knew what they were doing. And these people, these dentists, are very interested, okay? But they're looking so small or so microscopic and looking only at the tooth when they should be looking at the person. Look at people in the eyes and just look at them and say, "I want to do what's best for your health, and I'm going to do something about it." And it has a big relationship with dentistry. And that's all I'm trying to guess. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. We're on K-Praise. This is Dr. Marvin. If this is the first time you're listening, great. Stay tuned. This is a half-hour show. Listen to me every Saturday morning. Also, find us on iTunes. Find us on our website, trynaturaldentistry.com. Find us on Facebook. You'll get more and more great information. We service patients from all over San Diego County and beyond, including other countries. That's right. We had other people from other countries, Mexico, France, Japan, Canada, you name it. We've seen them. And there's a reason for them to come to see us, is because we have the knowledge and expertise, and we're really on to something here at the Center for Natural Dentistry. Myself and Dr. Goddess, we're always, always glad. Stay tuned till the end of the show, where I'm going to release a special for the first three callers. Stay tuned to the end of the show, and we'll be having another 13 minutes, and we'll be able to help you out. Hello, this is Dr. Marvin. Thanks for waiting. How can I help you?
I recently had a tooth pulled that it's one of my back molars, and I had a root canal done on it like 25 years ago on a crown. The crown broke. They tried pinning it once about 5 years ago, and now that it's a three root root, and that broke apart. So they said it had to come out. So I just had it out about 3 weeks ago, and they're talking about either putting a bridge there or a titanium
dental implant.
Stud.
Yes.
A what?
A yes. Dental implant.
Say that again?
A dental implant.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I'm just looking for your opinion as far as what to do. But I have a lot of. I'm 60 years old. I have a lot of root canals and crowns in my mouth, probably half.
Okay. How many more root canals do you think you have?
I'm going to say probably 8 or 10.
Wow. Okay. How is your health?
Generally, it's okay. I had cancer about 6-7 years ago.
Okay. What kind of cancer?
Esophageal.
Esophageal. Okay. Do you have any root canals in your front of your mouth?
Front? No.
Okay. Any metal crowns in the front of the mouth?
One is a really long one. I think it's one of those porcelain ones where they put around it. So I think that's metal on the base, if that's what you mean.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to tell you that I am a purist. Okay. Meaning that I look at the whole mouth and I figure out what would make the mouth completely pure or pristine. And a pure mouth to me would be no infections. And in no infections, I would look very closely at the bone, especially around root canal treated teeth. And if there's any sign of an infection in those areas, I would do whatever I can to take out those infections, because those infections are dangerous. They can cause cancers. I don't know if you know, though, there's a theory out there that cancer is actually an infection, and so from bacteria. So keep that in mind. When it comes to metals in the mouth, a lot of people are allergic to metals. 1 out of 5 men are allergic to metals. 1 out of 3 women are allergic to metals. And so when all these metals come together, they actually cause a little battery, and that can be a problem. So I'd like to get all the metals out. When we start placing restorations in people's mouth, we want to test it. And so that includes replacing missing teeth and also building up teeth. True, I want things to look nice. I want things to be durable and long-lasting, but I also want it to be biocompatible. That's why it's very difficult to figure out what the best route to take, because what other dentists are doing is they only deal with the small picture. The small picture in your mouth and what you're talking about is you have a missing tooth, and then you have to look at the neighboring teeth, you have to look at the bone, and you have to figure out what the problem is. What I'm doing is I'm going bigger. I'm looking at your whole mouth, I'm looking at your overall health, and I'm looking at you as a person. And this is what other dentists don't do, because they're getting to areas that they don't know, and they're not going to talk about stuff that they don't know because they don't want to tell you that they don't know. They would rather talk about stuff they do know. Most of us are like this, okay? It doesn't have to be a dentist. So what I'm trying to get at is I would seriously look at investing into an overall treatment plan where you look at to figure out what is your overall health issues and see if they're related to the dentistry. Take care of what's in the mouth, because there could be a big infection going on inside your mouth that you don't even know about. It's just like the story that I was just getting over with. Okay, there's huge infections that you don't know about, but your body doesn't have symptoms for yet. Because if you're 60-some years old, okay, and you have all these root canals, we have to wonder, A, why did you have those root canals done? Are there infections around there? Should we take out more teeth and clean out the infections before you start making a decision to replace this one tooth? I don't know if I answered your question, but, you know, it's just automatic the way I think, okay? I have to look at it from the big picture, because we look at it from the small picture too closely, we're going to invest way too much time, energy, and money on the wrong areas, okay? So do you want me to talk about like what the difference is between an implant and a bridge and help guide you as along as and through my decision making for your particular case?
Probably at this point right now, I know my insurance won't cover what you're saying, and since my whole mouth is like that, I'm probably looking at if that had to come out, and I'm not experiencing anything right now. Most of this stuff, my first crown was done when I was in my teenage years, and I just turned 60, you know, a week or two ago.
Uh-huh.
So that's a lot of time, and I don't know that I am experiencing or not experiencing something. I'm really not sure what to do as far as, should I do what you say? Yes, if money was unlimited, I would say, yeah, I would like to do that. But okay. I don't think that's an option. Being option two then, at least right now, is a bridge. Now, I believe it's my next to back tooth. I believe the tooth on either side already has a crown on it.
Okay.
I don't know that. I'm not sure it has a root canal, but I believe they both have crowns already.
You definitely want to know what the neighboring tooth situation, because you know finances are always an issue, and you don't want to. Let's say you don't want to put whatever $5,000 to replace one tooth when you could have spent $5,000 and replaced that one tooth and repair two neighboring tooth at the same time. And that's the reason why it's a good idea to just get a good, thorough overall exam to get a good idea of, you know, the condition, your bite, how much tooth. And we're playing some guessing in that you don't know how much tooth structure remains underneath those two neighboring teeth. So, you know, and I can't figure that out even with the best x-rays out there, because we can't look through metal. And so you need to take... everything into consideration and say, okay, if I have a budget of $5,000, is it better for me to save this one tooth? Okay. Or is there going to be an infection like this on the opposite side? And it probably would have been better to extract that infection and replace both teeth with a removable biocompatible partial. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay. It almost sounds to me, though, like what you're saying is that you can't tell about these infections. They're really hidden until something happens and one person's changed their diet and then it became evident. So having a raging infection, one of the worst that you said you guys have ever seen, it could be in my mouth right now. But how do you determine that then?
That's a very good question. And we do it all during the first visit. We have a 3D x-ray, which most dentists don't have. They think it's overkill, okay? They think it's unnecessary. The reason why they think it's unnecessary is because it's out of their price range and they can't afford it. It does not mean it's not necessary. It just means that they can't afford it, okay? Or they don't see the value in having one. I, on the other hand, only purchase what I would use for my own mouth. And so I've been using this since we started 3 years ago. So we're at the leading edge of these 3D x-rays because we're able to see things crystal clear about how large an infection is. So that's number one. We have the best x-rays hands down out there. We're probably one of the few offices that is a primary general dental office that's not affiliated with implants that has one in their office and utilizes that as a standard of care, because our standards of care are super high. Okay. We think that we should do everything to perfection and don't take any interference and just look at the person, figure out what it's going to take to get people healthy. So that x-ray is number one. Number two, which is very, very cool, which you may or may not have heard of, is a certain energetic type of testing. Okay. It's basically along the realms of not using acupuncture, but along the theories of acupuncture in Chinese medicine about the energy in a certain area. Utilizing that with the x-rays gives us phenomenal results. When we do the surgeries, okay, in these areas to remove infections, they're huge. They're absolutely huge. Dentists don't know how to do the surgeries. They don't know what to look for. They don't understand what I'm talking about, but I'm telling you, it's huge. And then people get healthier. And it's when we do surgery and we uncover something that the person did not know and they didn't feel, and it's been there for years. Okay. You've had that root canal for 25 years. I pulled out a root canal on someone else that was in there that's older than me. It was over 40 years old. Okay. We took it out, we sent it to the laboratory, and it had 55 bacteria that should not be anywhere close to our body, but that was in her body for 55 years. So I can only imagine that if you've had these crowns and root canals in your ear, your body is affected by it. You just don't know what it feels like to be healthier. Okay. And so you just don't need to feel it in order to have something go wrong. And that's basically the rule. That's basically what I'm trying to get across.
Okay, one last question.
Which, yes.
You asked about my health, and I just thought, well, generally I feel like I feel. But in the last year, arthritis has become an issue. And I'm thinking at my age, my family history, I have a brother and sister that have had pretty bad arthritis since their 40s. My mom had arthritis since her 40s, and she's still alive. Could that affect?
Absolutely. We're talking metals in your body. We're talking about arthritis as your body is fighting something. It's inflammation, arthritis, and itis is inflammation. And that is because your body is fighting something. What is the trigger? That's why I like to look at things holistically and look at you as a whole person, and then we figure out these things, because this happens all the time. I talk to patients and they say, oh, I feel great. And then all of a sudden they say, oh yeah, but I do have this, but I had this, but I had this and I had this. Let's just cut through all that stuff and just get down to the nitty gritty. Where are the toxins? If you want to live a longer, healthier life, then you need to actively get rid of all the toxins. I got to go, but thanks for calling. I had to end this show, but I appreciate the calls, and I encourage you to give us a call at the office and schedule that exam. It is very inexpensive to get more information about what's really going on inside your mouth. Thank you very much for calling.
Ever again?
It's, that number is 760-536-1199. Thank you. That's the show. We had one great call, and that's it. I want you to call right now for the first three callers that schedule an exam. I'm going to give you a Rota Dent toothbrush. It's $160 value. 760-536-1199. Call right now. First three callers to call. 760-536-1199. I'm out.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.